Obviously, we start spring practice on Monday, and we're excited about it. Overall, we have some experience coming back in some positions, and we're real young in some other positions, so we're going to have to get a lot out of spring practice with those young guys to make sure that we're ready to go next fall. We're going to have 95 guys out there, but there's about six or seven that won't be full speed or not go at all. Probably the biggest situation is we have our quarterback, Christian Chapman, will be out there, but he won't be able to take a snap or throw a pass because he had his thumb operated on at the end of the season. He's not ready to go yet. We've moved a punter that was a high school quarterback, Neil Boudreaux. We'll only have two quarterbacks out there. Ryan Agnew and Boudreaux will be the two quarterbacks for spring practice, so we're going to have to use some of our GAs and some of our younger coaches were quarterbacks, so some of them are going to have to throw as scout team quarterbacks and all that kind of stuff, so it'll be a little different, a little strange, but we'll get the work done. Well, the youngest position on our team is offensive line, yep. We'll have four new starters next year. The majority of them going into spring practice, we predict that two or three of them are going to be redshirt freshmen, which makes you nervous a little bit because of the preseason schedule that we play. We've got some pretty good teams in our preseason, so I think they're going to be really good someday. Hopefully they'll be good soon. They're talented kids. They're big, strong. They just haven't played.
Hockey, is this your favorite time of year where you actually can see them get on the field? You can see where they are going to fit, see them work out a little bit more?
It's my favorite time of the year because I don't coordinate the defense. I try to stay impartial, unbiased about the way things go, and then everybody gets a chance to play. So it's fun for the players, too. Everybody gets a chance to play. And you actually get to teach them something and work on them getting better without worrying about winning. We get so tied up in winning, sometimes you don't even coach them anymore. You're so worried about the outcome, you don't really coach them. In spring practice, you get to really coach them.
Your athletes going to the combine, what kind of advice do you give them?
That's an interesting deal. In this world that we live in now, when they leave us, and they're potential NFL players, they end up with agents, and they end up with workout gurus, and they don't hang around here. They're in L.A. They're all over the. They're in Florida. They're in Georgia. They're at workout places and stuff. So they don't ask our advice. It's interesting. You know, we give them advice for 4 years, and then all of a sudden they get an agent, and those guys have been with them for 2 weeks, and they take all their advice from the agents.
Any advice towards wardrobe, not wearing L.A. gear?
We ain't going to get into that. That was way overblown.
You don't own any L.A. gear?
I don't now because I'm a Padres fan, but when I was younger, I was a Dodger fan, and I had all kinds of it. I don't know where it is now, but I had all kinds of Dodger stuff when I was growing up. Yeah, you're way too young, but I used to, in my bedroom, have my transistor radio under my pillow so I could listen to the games at night. I mean, you don't know what a transistor radio is, but some of us do. Well, first of all, it doesn't matter what kind of team you have. You don't know how they're going to play. You really don't. I mean, with this age group of young men that we work with, one day they can play like they belong in the NFL, and the next day they can play like we couldn't beat a high school team. I mean, as good a season as we had last year, we had two games like that. I mean, we had a good football team last year, and we had two games last year where they played like they were high school guys. And one of them we lost. We shouldn't have lost them. One, we got blown right out of the stadium. And we were the better team. Athletically, we were the better team. Now, I can say that they outcoached us. Well, they don't outcoach Coach Fisher. I promise you they don't outcoach him. And I can say those teams, those two games we lost that were like that, that they outcoached us. I don't believe that. At the time we played, their kids wanted to play more than our kids did. And so their guys played better than our guys did. I don't think you ever know. I think with you get, I coached a little bit in the Canadian League, when you get a little bit older guy, when you have 28-year-olds out there and 32-year-olds out there, you get a more consistent product. When you have 18-year-olds out there and your oldest guy is 21, the consistency is not there. Now, some teams get on a roll and you get a little momentum going and then you continue to play well week after week after week. But you never know which group of kids is showing up, I promise you. And we can say it's coaching, but I'll promise you Coach Fisher doesn't get out-coached.
Force-feeding all these kids to learn, what's the toughest thing for a young offensive lineman to learn about this level? Is it technique, speed, toughness, quickness? What is it?
It's technique, because the speed of the action is so much faster than it's been in their past. Every kid we're going to put out there, we had a really good offensive line the last 2 years, and every kid we're going to put out there this spring to try to develop into a starting offensive lineman are better physically than those guys we had last year, except for maybe one. Nico Saragusa is probably an NFL guy. The rest of those guys we had playing last year are probably not. Well, we're going to put four or five freshmen out there that are potential NFL guys, but they have not played at this level, which means all that means is they're big enough, strong enough, and athletic enough to be good. Their technique is horrible, and they've never seen the speed that they're going to play against. And we've got pretty good defensive linemen, so they'll get a real good dose of what the speed looks like, but it's nothing like game day. Well, I'm hoping one. My experience is the offensive linemen and defensive linemen don't really get into the swing of things until halfway through the season. That's my experience. They struggle. They'll look good at times. They'll look really bad at times. They'll struggle like crazy. And about halfway through the season, they get it together. And then all of a sudden, they're good for 3 years or 2 years, however much they have left. They're good for the rest of the time. Every spring changes. This year is to develop the line of scrimmage. But we're going about it a different way, because I think technique and assignments are a lot more important than they have been in the past at the line of scrimmage. So there's a lot more scout team work that we're going to do than we normally do in the spring. But we're going to self-scout, which means offensive guys are going to scout for the offense, defensive guys are going to scout for the defense, so they can see things that they're going to see next season. When you have an experienced team, you just go out there and play against each other and have a good time, and it's like playing in the schoolyard. Well, that's not what this is going to be like. But you still have to have two or three scrimmages where they beat up on each other, because at the line of scrimmage, if they're not tough, it doesn't matter how pretty they look in that uniform. But we won't scrimmage near as much this spring as we have in the past, because I think they have to be taught and coached and they have to learn. But we're going to scrimmage enough to hopefully make them tough. Yeah, it's going to be a lot different than it has been the last 2 years. Well, the first two practices have to be in helmets only. So we're going to go out there, and it's going to look like touch football. But mostly it's going to be offense against offense and defense against defense as we try to teach them the scheme and try to work on their fundamentals. And then on Thursday, we're going to go Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday for 4 weeks. And on Thursday, we'll put pads on, so now they'll actually go against each other, and then it'll actually look like football. And then Saturday we're going to scrimmage, so that'll really look like football. It'll look like bad football, but it'll look like football. And hopefully by the last scrimmage, it looks like pretty good football.
You had said a couple weeks ago that you thought maybe you might be able to pick up a fifth-year transfer graduate student quarterback.
It has not happened, but I think there's a good possibility that it will happen. I mean, it's just like everything else. When you recruit, until they sign with you or show up on campus, you can't talk about them. That's one of the rules. But I think it's a real good chance of happening, yes.
Do you ever step in or quarterback?
You know, in the old days I used to. I can't throw a lick anymore, so it wouldn't be any good. And besides that, after an off-season workout, they don't like the strength coach and they don't like me, so it'd be a bad idea for me to step in there. But they'll be nice to our GAs. They won't hit our GAs. No, now see, on the defense, we're going to work against it. Since we play two triple option teams next year that we haven't the last couple of years, when we practice against a triple option, I might go in there and play quarterback, sure. Because I actually know who to read and how to read it. And I actually can still pitch the ball. I can't throw it, but I can still do that. Yeah, but he's going to be over with the offense.